From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. The City of Columbia held a press conference this morning to push legislators to pass possible Medicaid expansion before the legislative session ends. KBIA's Tyler Atkinson reports.
The six speakers representing the City of Columbia all shot a very clear set of data-driven messages to state legislators. But even with the multitude of statistics, one main point reigned above all others, as it was put by 4th Ward City Council member Ian Thomas.
It's disingenuous for some legislators to say that we can't afford to expand Medicaid.
To Martha Stevens, community organizer with the Missouri Rural Crisis Center, that disingenuous attitude represents a conceptual struggle between lawmakers and the public.
It's, you know, economically the smart thing to do. Morally, it's definitely the right thing to do. So it's pretty frustrating that, you know, all the facts are there and the elected officials are not really stepping up to the plate.
Although the press conference boasted impressive attendance from groups such as the Missouri Rural Crisis Center, there were no legislators in attendance to hear the message. Tyler Atkinson, KBIA News.
Today, the Missouri Senate gave initial approval to a bill limiting police use of deadly force. Part of the current law justifies deadly force when an officer believes a suspect has committed or attempted a felony. The bill would change this part of the law to allow deadly force only if police reasonably believe the suspect has committed or tried to commit a violent felony. The measure needs a second full Senate vote before it can move to the House. Tyson Foods, the nation's largest chicken producer, says it plans to stop treating chickens with antibiotics meant for humans by September 2017. Antibiotics added to animal feed are used to treat and prevent diseases, but global concerns over the development of antibiotic-resistant superbugs have grown into a major public health threat. Tyson's plan puts them in line with companies like Purdue and Pilgrim's Pride, which have reduced human antibiotic use in chicken. Sasha Stashwick of the National Resources Defense Council says this move sets a precedent for all meat producers in the U.S.
This is really going to be the new normal for chicken, and also that, you know, turkey, pork, beef supply chains can start looking to make the same change.
Columbia Fire Department and Boone County Fire District are negotiating how they will divide responsibility for emergencies in and around Columbia. Back in 2009, the county department agreed to respond to emergencies in areas around the city limits to help the understaffed city department. In return, the city of Columbia agreed to pay the county department $350,000 every year. But this five-year agreement technically ended April 1, 2014, and the city did not include Boone County Fire's payment in their budget last year. While both departments continue to respond to calls as if the agreement were still in place, Boone County Battalion Chief Gail Blumenkamp says the city has yet to figure out how they will pay the county for last year's services. City officials could not be reached for comment on what has been discussed so far, but Deputy City Manager Tony St. Romain says he hopes the next agreement will not include a payment to the county. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.